And it leads us into a conversation with Mike Gridley, who is the vice president of the Antique and Classic Boat Society and the chair of the summer boat show that's coming to Gravenhurst. Mike, nice to meet you. I've seen you on TV before.
I have been on TV before, years of doing powerboat television, so I'm an all-around boat addict.
Yes, well, I know many of our listeners will recognize your name and recognize your voice from all that television work. This is, I understand, the 39th year for the Antique and Classic Boat Society show. Tell me how it all got started.
Well, to get started with the association that was put together, and it is a part of an international organization, and its mission is to promote the preservation and the history of classic wooden boats, and now branching out into late classics, if you will, into fiberglass collectible boats as well. So for 39 years, they've been gathering at the waterfront on the wharf in Gravenhurst, where the steamships are, and the Discovery Center, to celebrate the wonderful world of mahogany and cedar strip and fiberglass and great old engines.
Motor launches. I remember seeing them when I was a kid going through Gravenhurst on the way to a cottage in Torrance. And the theme you've got is aged to perfection. Perfection's the key word.
It is. There's very fortunate with what we have going on in Muskoka, where so many of the old boats have survived. And looking at our membership lists over the last couple of years, Bill, I've realized how many boats were still out there on the water in regular use that had reached 100 years of age. So this year, our theme for this show is to celebrate those boats. And going forward, after the show on July the 6th, we'll be honoring each and every year the boats as they turn 100 years and creating a permanent registry of this fantastic history we have in Ontario.
So you think about, vintage boats in the Muskoka Lakes. What have you got, a few dozen?
We've got hundreds.
Wow.
We will have over 100 boats on land and in the water at the boat show. We will have antique and classic boats that people that come to the show can go for a ride. So not only is the show free to the public, you can go for a ride in an antique boat or a late classic, your choice. We have antique boats for sale. We have a nautical flea market. Lots of things going on all day on the 6th.
And you say it's a family thing because there's lots for the kids.
There is lots for the kids. We have paddle carving. We have remote control boats. We have a group there called Kids and Classics, where they have the kids involved in building old style sea fleas, and they'll be doing demo runs. The Canadian Canoe Museum will be there giving rides in 100-year-old Canadian canoes.
And there's a fashion show. Now, you have to dress up to go on a motor launch, don't you?
Well, there is a certain style that people expect when that level of mahogany and the fine life of Muskoka. But this is a fashion show involving local businesses right in Muskoka Wharf and in Gravenhurst, promoting current modern fashion for the whole family.
You have to put a no pets thing on it, and I think anybody who has a pet understands this is just not the spot.
We do. It's warm in the daytime, and what it is, the docks are not the place to have a dog and a leash, and we concerned about the safety and tripping someone. But of course, all service animals are welcome on the site and on the docks.
There's also something exciting, Miss Supertest 3. That's a boat.
That is a big boat. I don't know how many people remember over the years going to the Ontario Science Center, and there was this wonderful hydroplane on the wall called Miss Supertest. The Thompson family, who owned the old Supertest Petroleum Works in gas stations in Canada, were big racers, and this is the surviving race boat that has a fantastic history of championships, the Harmsworth Trophy and the like, as a very successful Canadian race boat. So we're happy to have her back for a second time, and there'll be another race boat joining her as well.
Now, are these going to be just on display or on the water or what?
She is just on a land display. The boat has been preserved but not restored so that it could run.
Well, it sounds like a fabulous time, and now it's on July the 6th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the one day only. You've ordered good weather, I know.
Oh, we always do.
Yes. Muskoka Wharf in Gravenhurst. That's so easy to find. Just get to Gravenhurst, and if you can't find it, say, where's the wharf? And someone will tell you.
Yeah, and you can go to acbs.ca and have a look online, because parking, we have remote lots and free shuttle buses to get everybody to the wharf.
Aged to perfection, the theme of the 39th annual Antique Classic Boat Show, a celebration of 100-year-old boats, showcasing some of the rare grand old boats of the Muskokas, classic glass fiberglass boats as well. And there's a classic cars thing element.
There's a great classic car show going on. We'll have a 100-year-old REO Speedwagon right up to some current vintage Citroën models. quite a range of probably around 40 cars to look at.
Sounds good. July 6th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Muskoka Wharf. And Mike, again, what's that website?
acbs.ca.
Mike Gridley, the Summer Boat Show Chair for this upcoming event in Gravenhurst and Vice President of the Antique and Classic Boat Society. Thanks for your visit.
Thanks for having us, Bill.